Empower Chattanooga is a program that launched in January with the goal of helping Chattanooga residents reduce energy use and improve quality of life in their communities. Here's some information on the next event in the Empower Chattanooga program, a community fair coming up this Saturday, February 21st. Green Spaces has been hosting a series of events, basically workshops and discussions about how to empower Chattanooga, meaning saving on your energy costs and different alternative means of powering your homes and your businesses here in Chattanooga. And coming up very soon, EPB is going to be featured in one of the discussions. Don Gelseth is here from Green Spaces. Tell us about the program.
Sure. Empower Chattanooga, we recently launched it at the beginning of the year, and it's a two-year initiative where we're focusing on neighborhoods in Eastlake, Highland Park, and East Chattanooga, and the many smaller neighborhoods inside those communities to see how we can assist with energy efficiency improvements. But the key is education. We know a lot of these households are low income. They don't have the amount of money to invest into a new HVAC system or windows. And so we are working with them and empowering them to find programs and access to things that already exist in the community, but then also coming in and filling in with where the gaps are with education too.
A lot of it is simply as recaulking and things that are fairly inexpensive, but one of the first things you have to do is know what's going on with your home. And EPB can be a big help with that because they do have programs to help inspect your home and other ways to help save. Joining us is David Pirano from EPB, and you're going to be part of the next workshop.
Yes, absolutely. Just to give a little bit of back history on it, earlier last year, over the summer, TVA came out with a proposal for home energy upgrades for lower income areas, and there was a pretty sizable amount of a grant, and it inspired us to say, hey, we put in for it, but whether we get it or not, we just need to do this anyway. So we got together with some other community partners, and we put together this pilot program that's going to target the Avondale neighborhood area. And part of this pilot is to go fix up 10 homes. But our involvement with Empower is that we have this home energy audit program called eScore that we work with TVA on, and we're going to be doing a bunch of eScores to help people figure out those things they can do in their home.
A lot of the buildings, homes, and businesses in the areas that you talked about are much older homes built in, say, the 1940s and 1950s, and may or may not have been renovated and upgraded as the decades rolled along. So how are you going to encourage the residents in the area to get involved?
We're hosting community fairs, and our first one is the 21st in Avondale. It's not just about energy efficiency, too. We are going to be there showing them how to put up window film insulation. They can sign up for the eScore program, but people like Habitat for Humanity and Chattanooga Neighborhood Enterprise will be there too. So if they find themselves in a situation where they could get access to one of their programs, then that really helps to improve their quality of life as well. And so it's really a holistic approach instead of focusing just on one thing that might be an issue in their lives, that they can come. It's a one-stop solution that they can find pretty much anything that they need going forward.
A lot of the residents in that area are also elderly, and they may not be able to do this without help. Are there partnerships with other organizations in town that may help?
Yeah, actually, we are starting soon a program called Pete Street, and the education idea behind it is neighbors teaching neighbors. Say you have a neighbor that is elderly, you know they can't get into the house. You can come to one of our trainings, and we'll teach you how to install the window film, do caulking, these little things that they might need done on their house. And so you go into their home and you teach them how to do these little things, or you could do it for them. Plus, people like Habitat for Humanity have their neighborhood revitalization program as well. And so if you're in their area, then you can sign up for their program and they'll come out with a group of volunteers and do it for you as too. So, you know, it's all about connecting people with resources.
These programs are predominantly targeting some areas in town. But David, what happens if you don't live in those areas, but you would still like to get EPB involved in helping you help your home?
You can call 648-1-EPB, which is 1372, and you can request an eScore energy audit for your home. And that's anywhere in our 600 square miles. We're more than willing to come out and take a look at your home for you. The reason why this area in particular was selected was, with all of our interval data we have now from the smart grid, we're able to focus on the highest energy use intensity areas. And in the wintertime, this part of town of Chattanooga uses a lot of electricity because they have old baseboard electric heat. They really have extremely high bills. This is our initial focus, but we hope as time goes on, we can expand to all areas of Chattanooga.
Over the years, it's always been improve your insulation, put in new windows, check your weather stripping around doors and windows. What else can people do?
You're really hitting on some of the high spots. I mean, the biggest thing we find in a lot of homes are just drafts. And as that wind blows through, it's taking cold air in and removing heat from your home. So we look at air sealing, look for attic insulation. We look for duct sealing. A lot of people have an HVAC system that's very leaky. We also want to look at, in the wintertime, is your heat pump working as efficiently as it should? Another big energy saver, believe it or not, is light bulbs. Get rid of the old incandescents and go to a new CFL bulb or an LED bulb, and you'd be surprised just how much money that saves.
The smart grid is installed just about everywhere now for EPB.
That is correct.
What are they actually monitoring?
We are monitoring the energy use at a home or a business.
And that's watching the fluctuations throughout the day and everything else.
Yes, it's very interesting if you're an engineer type, I guess, but you can learn a lot about when a particular business may be using energy and then develop programs to help them either move some of their energy or incentivize them to use some of that energy off shift. And it's nice to see on a 15-minute interval when they are using that energy. It also helps with voltage monitoring to see if we have parts of town where the voltage may be low or high that we can make the corrections so that everyone's getting optimized power.
Dawn, when is the workshop?
Our next one is Saturday, February 21st at the Avondale Recreation Center on Dodson Avenue, and it's going to be from 11 to 4. We're going to have a whole array of organizations there. We're going to have face painting and balloon animals for the kids. Kids on the Block is going to do a performance with their puppets. So it's a really family-friendly event. Come out, get some information, and hopefully we can help you save some money on your utility bills.
And this is absolutely free and open to the public.
That's correct.
The Community Fair for Empower Chattanooga is Saturday, February 21st at Avondale Recreation Center on Dodson Avenue from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This event is free and open to the public. More information can be found online at www.greenspaceschattanooga.org/empower. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.